All righty.
Is it not on? It's on. Let's see if we can get this here maybe on. We can bet it. How about that? Let's try that. We'll swap.
Walking in sunlight all of my journey over the mountains through the deep valley.
Yes.
Jesus has laid out, never forsaking, promise to find that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory.
I am rejoicing.
Yes, I am. Said out of the mouth of babes a perfected praise. He said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such kingdom of heaven. I had a lady this morning. She was concerned, right in the soul. We're preaching about heaven this morning. She said, Brother Eddie, will my children make it to heaven? I said, absolutely. She She said, how come? The Bible said, where there's no law, sin's not imputed. Comes a day when you know you're doing wrong, you do it anyway, and you're accountable. That's the day of accountability. That could be at the age of 20, 30. When you know you're doing wrong, and you do it, then you're accountable. But when in innocency, you don't know, you're not accountable. So little children, Jesus said, if heaven is full of children, it's more so now in America than anywhere because of all the abortion things and all that stuff. It's our shame. Oh, me. Has anybody else got a song in your heart tonight? I'll fix and give the platform to Brother Delvin. Looking forward to hearing him preach what the Lord's laid on his heart. The Bible talks about preachers. And everything he says about him is good. Amen. All right, Brother Delvin, you come on up here, brother. Good to have you with us tonight.
Brother.
I believe you'll have plenty of liberty and plenty of anointing. You want that? If you want that microphone, I wouldn't clip it on you. If you're like me, loud, you just lay it right there. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, I'm fine. They can hear me.
All right, brother. There's a bottle of water there if you need it.
It is good to be here tonight, and it is the first time I've been blessed to be able to be here at this church. And I always look forward to going to different churches. I've been to, I wouldn't know how many, in Tennessee and all over Kentucky. And I didn't know I would know maybe nobody but James here tonight, but I get here tonight, and I know this old brother sitting over here on the side. And of course, I know my wife and Brother Bobby and Sister Red are to come. I come in from church today and I started praying for the Lord what to preach. I'm one of them old time preachers. I have to ask the Lord what He wants me to preach on. So tonight, if you don't like what I preach, don't get mad at me. Take it up with the Lord. You know, but He gave me a little thought tonight, and you know, and I got to studying on it a little bit, and I said, well, Lord, this sounds like the first sermon I ever preached in my life. I was nervous as I could be. I started, and I went from Genesis through Revelation in about 10 minutes that night, you know, scared to death.
Yeah.
But I need your prayers tonight. I'm just an old weak country boy. And we was talking outside there about being nervous. My youngest son, he surrendered to the ministry about 4 years ago, and he started pastoring church. And he come to me one night after he'd been there 2 or 3 Sundays, you know, and he said, Dad, he said, when do you quit being nervous when you get up to preach? And I said, well, I don't know. You'll have to ask somebody older than me. I don't know. But it is good to be here tonight. And I just live a holler over from this church over here on Bottoms Road. You know, it's close, but I chose some scriptures tonight from the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and a lot of thoughts the Lord's laid on my hearts even since I started studying on this evening, and they're nothing no better than in this world than to preach Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You can preach how good people are, and that won't avail nothing. You can preach how bad people are, and that ain't going to help things. But my friends, you preach Jesus Christ, Him crucified, and all souls can be saved.
Amen.
All souls can be saved. Starting verse number 11 of the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and the scripture said, now all these things happened unto them for an examples, and they are written for our abomination, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him think that he standeth, take heed, lest he fall. Therefore had no temptation taken you but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from adultery. I speak as to wise men, judge you what I say. My question to you tonight, before we have prayer, do you consider yourself a wise person tonight? God said, here I speak as to wise people. Wise people is those people that receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Amen.
Wise people is the people that will build up on that foundation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God said, I'm speaking as to wise men tonight. That's what I want to speak to is wise men tonight. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, you know you need to know Him. Very good. But I feel like we need to go to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
It's something that I have to depend upon, is that a prayer?
Amen.
Would anybody have something special they would like to mention about prayer tonight?
I had somebody come over to eat dinner with me, and Joey, and his name's Johnny, and he had a brick, and it tore his truck all to pieces, and he's not saved, he drinks and stuff. And he said for me to ask y'all to pray for him.
Good deal, we've got something to pray for him.
He'll get back.
Anybody else tonight?
Remember our revival coming up here, Brother Philip, you know, Miller.
Brother Philip Miller's going to be happening. I should remember that. Boy, is anybody here that don't need reviving? If you don't think you need reviving, come on up the altar and we'll just pray with you right now. Yeah. We all need reviving. Amen. Yeah. Anybody else tonight?
Brother, I got a lady in Moorhead. She just had come out of cancer surgery, and they took her breast off, and so she's got 100 and some staples, 152 staples in her breast, and you know that's painful.
Yeah.
And she's having pain, and she gets up to the bed sometimes. Walking the floor in pain, so remember her prayer.
Remember this. Would anybody else tonight?
There's a sick neighbor there too, got cancer. She's had much suffering too.
Wouldn't it be good if everybody could understand that God is bigger than cancer?
Yeah.
Cancer's a bad thing. I lost a wife about 5 years ago with cancer. It's a bad thing. But God is still bigger than cancer. Amen. Anybody else tonight?
Remember Jason, he's 30 years old, he's got cancer, he's unsaved.
Just remember this. The lost condition is... Just remember these. Would anybody else tonight?
Remember all my lost loved ones.
Amen, let's remember this. We all have loved ones that's lost, that needs the Lord.
Pray for the churches all over this land.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Would anybody else tonight?
Remember my son too, he's lost.
Anybody else? I certainly desire your prayers tonight as we pray. Let us bow our heads to the Lord and pray tonight. Our blessed Father, Lord, I bow to you again today, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for the beautiful day that you have blessed us to live, the beautiful opportunity, Lord, that we've had even to be here tonight, Lord, that we're able to stand behind this pulpit, Lord, and speak the things that you've laid on our heart. And Lord, I just pray for your blessings tonight. Pray, Lord, for your help. And I need a great anointing from that of you, Lord, tonight, that I might be able to stand, Lord, and boldly speak, Lord, the things that's needed just for this hour here tonight, things that we can take home with us, things, Lord, that we can use to uplift thy name and to glorify thee, God. Lord, we pray for all the requests that was given in tonight. Just ask, Lord, that those that are sick, we just pray, Lord, a great healing upon them. We know, Lord, you're the great physician, if it be thy will. Lord, those that's lost, we just pray, Lord, that someone would lead them to you, Lord, tonight. Lord, we will pray again that you just be in our service and anything's accomplished, Lord, we'll step aside to your Lord and give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it in Jesus' name. And bless the reading that I have read tonight. Amen.
Amen.
You noticed in the verses that I read tonight, this was an example that God was showing people that it happened to their forefathers.
Right.
There's nothing no better for us today than to learn that of a hard lesson that our forefathers had to learn.
Amen.
You know, if we have trouble comes our way, we need to learn from it.
Amen, brother.
A lot of people don't learn from trouble.
That's right.
But this was examples that God was showing from that of His own people.
Amen.
Now, Israel was God's people, and they got themselves in a terrible shape. That's easy to do in this life, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's easy for us to get in a bad shape. It's easy for us to get away from God.
Yeah.
It's easy for us to turn our backs upon God. And that's what His whole nation had done. And they had wound up in slavery.
Amen.
But you know the good thing about it, my Bible said that they called out unto God.
Yeah.
And He heard them.
That's right. Yeah.
He heard them. He made a way for them to get out of Egypt. He made a way for me. You know tonight, Brother Wade, I'm an escapee from hell.
Amen.
And why am I? Because of Jesus Christ and what He done. But the Bible said here that these people had come out of Egypt down there and God had showed them His mighty hand so many times. Now I'm not going through all that, but He had showed His mighty hand so many times to these people, and then they get there and they get across the Red Sea and it ain't long till they go complaining. They go to complaining. Friends, we tonight, if we've got Jesus Christ in our heart, we don't have a thing in this world to complain about.
Amen.
You know, we talk about heaven. We talk about heaven tonight and how beautiful it is. And we all want to go there. But if we ain't careful, we allow the old devil to want us to stay here and get in trouble.
Amen.
That's our nature that we're in. But you know, the Bible said that the verses that I read, that they have been no temptation that has ever come up on us. All of us.
Right.
That God has not made a way to escape.
Lord.
He's made that way. God made the way.
Yes.
Man's way will fail.
Amen.
church's way will fail.
Amen.
But God's way will stand when the world's on fire.
Right.
But if you notice what he said here and used it as that of an example, he said that it was written for that of our abomination or for that of our warning,
right,
that we might pick this old Bible up,
yep,
and we might learn from the mistakes of the forefathers.
Amen.
They're our forefathers.
That's right.
We're adopted in to God's chosen people.
Right.
The Gentile people are adopted in to the Gentile people. Through who? Through Jesus Christ.
Right.
The preaching of Jesus Christ. We're adopted in. And I'm thankful for that tonight. But he said there in the verses that I read that it's written for that of our warning, upon to whom the ends of the world shall come.
Amen.
How many people tonight truly and believe that the Lord is coming back?
Well,
he's coming back and it ain't going to be long. And what's the problem? Why ain't people ready? What happened to the children of Israel over one time in the wilderness? You know, they got so far away from God, the Bible said that God sent these old serpents to them.
You're right.
And he'd bite them. And when they bit them, they'd die.
Amen.
And they needed a way. And what did Moses do? He didn't go talk to a doctor. He didn't go talk to a psychiatrist. He didn't go talk to some counselor. But what did he do? He went to God.
You're right.
Because God, he knew that God would make a way.
Amen.
God made a way, didn't he?
Yeah,
he said, go put that old serpent, brass and serpent up on that pole.
Yeah.
Put that up on top of the pole.
Okay.
Why? So they'd have to look up.
Yeah.
We tonight need to be looking up, don't we?
Yes, preacher. Amen.
We need to be looking up tonight. He said, tell the people there, that's all they got to do, just go look up.
Amen.
And believe. Old snake bites you, just look at that old serpent on the pole and you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's simple, ain't it? But it's hard for the people, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The plan of salvation is so simple tonight.
Right.
Man has come along and complicated.
You're right.
Oh, just shake my hand, you're saved. That ain't God's way.
That's right.
My Bible says to work out your own salvation when that's fear and trembling.
Amen.
God don't have no grandchildren. Did you ever think of that?
Amen.
You're not inherited into heaven because you had good parents.
Amen.
God made a way, though.
That's right.
He made a way. But I want to go on. He said, but let him that think he standeth take heed, lest he fall.
Yeah.
I fail in my life. But Jesus has always been there.
Amen.
Always been there. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
It's wonderful. You know, you can turn over in the Bible in so many places and see how Jesus made a way.
That's right.
He made a way. He loves us.
Yes.
And that's why he makes a way for us. You remember old Daniel over there, they wanted to say, well, we ain't going to allow nobody to pray to our God.
Mm-hmm.
Or pray to God. We don't want to allow it. Does that sound like the United States today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want prayer.
Amen.
And if we catch anybody praying, we're going to kill them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Their way of death was throw them in the lion's mouth. And old Daniel didn't listen to him, did he? He listened to God.
Right.
What's the world listening to today?
Yeah.
They're following man. They're following the world. They're not following God.
Right.
We follow God. We might get, our kids might get kicked out of school.
Yeah.
So be. God will take care of them.
Bless you, preacher. Amen.
God will take care of them. Old Daniel, I love to turn over and read that.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't ashamed of God. Paul says if we're ashamed of the Lord, he's ashamed of us.
Right.
If we deny him, he'll deny us.
Amen.
Old Daniel went up there on that tower, he got up to where the whole city could see him.
That's right.
Right in a window.
Yeah.
Where they could see him. Bowed down three times a day and prayed to God.
Yeah.
And boy, people saw that and they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like us worshiping God here tonight.
You are, man. You're right.
They don't like it. And why do they not like it? Because they don't know Jesus.
Amen.
They don't know Jesus.
You're right.
Old Daniel, he prayed, and these people went to the old king, and they said, didn't we make a decree? Throw anybody in the lion's den? He said, well, yeah, according to our laws, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Old king didn't want to throw him in there. He realized there's something there, didn't he?
Yeah.
If you hear the word, my friends, you'll soon realize that God's got power.
Oh, yeah.
You'll realize that God's in control.
Heaven.
He didn't want to throw Daniel in the lion's den. Well, they throw him in there. You know how God made a way for him to escape? The Bible said that he sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth.
Right.
And old king, he went to him the next day and he opened that old lion's den up, took that big rock away, and what did he do? He said, Daniel, did your living God keep you awake, keep you alive, keep you, preserve you?
Yeah.
And Daniel come out and then he preached who to him? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Preached Jesus Christ to him. The only sermon we've got. But I want to go on and I want you to see. You know, what is a temptation? Temptation is anything that will turn us from God.
Yeah.
We have a lot of temptations in this old world.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of temptations. Now, a temptation is something that will turn us from that of doing what we know we need to be doing.
Yeah, ma'am.
What about Eve in the garden? Adam had told her she shouldn't partake of that fruit, didn't she? What did old Satan do? He said, I'll make gods out of you. Is that not exactly what people want today?
Amen.
They want to lift themselves up. They want to be like a god. They want to be famous. They want to be all of these things. Friends, I'm going to be a lonely Savior of God. Then I had the President of the United States.
Amen.
Because you want, he'll take care of him.
Right.
He'll take care of him. The serpent told Lee, he said, you'll be just like God. She takes her by that forbidden fruit. And that's why we all have to be saved today. That's why we're all born into sin. The Bible said, a man but a few days, he's full of trouble.
Amen. Good job.
Just like the brother talked about a while ago. When we know our wrong is wrong, we're wrong, we're dead. We're dead. We're doomed for a devil's hell.
Amen.
We're doomed for a devil's hell. But the Bible said that I read that there'd been no temptation without God making a way to escape.
Amen.
How is that way? When Jesus Christ died on that cross.
Amen.
That's the way. And if he'd have stayed in that tomb, we still wouldn't have no hope. But because he come out of that tomb. Because he come out of that tomb.
Amen.
That was our way to a home in heaven.
Amen.
How long is our home in heaven?
Eternal.
Yeah. Ain't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You can build a house here upon this earth, and if you do a good job building that house, it'll outlive you. So think about that.
Yeah.
But when Jesus builds you one, it'll last for eternity.
Yeah.
But no temptation. That won't. What about old Joseph? You know, Joseph was a young man that feared God.
Yeah.
He was a young man that wanted to do what God wanted him to do. That blessed me to see them two little young girls come up here and sing.
Yeah.
We have our young kids at church sing every service.
Amen.
I love it.
Yeah.
Joseph was a young man. He was a man who wanted to do what was right.
Right.
But he had some brothers that loved money.
You're right.
The Bible said the love of money is root of all evil.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened to old Joseph, though? Everything he done, they found favor in his sight, didn't he?
Yeah.
They looked at him as being a godly person. Well, he was in the master's house. But that still didn't stop the temptation, did it?
Right.
The master's wife, she wanted to lay with him. He run off. Cost him having to stay in a lockdown, I guess, or hole, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But God made a way for him to escape that.
Yeah.
The truth will set us free.
Amen.
Truth will set us free. But too many people don't want to know the truth anymore.
That's right.
They don't want to listen to the truth.
Yeah.
Why? Because a lot of people, the devil has done got their snares in them.
Yeah.
And the only way you can get them out is through Jesus.
Amen.
Through Jesus. But the Bible said in the verse that I read that God is faithful.
He is.
God is faithful. And any temptation that will come upon us, He will make a way for us to escape.
Amen.
Now you know I have a lot of problems in life, but He's always made a way.
Bless
you, brother. To escape.
Amen.
You know, they asked for a piano player here a while ago, and the Lord blessed me with a wonderful wife for 40 years. She went on to be with the Lord.
Amen.
He's blessed me with another good one now for the last year, a little over. She's a good Christian woman. She plays the guitar and sings. You know, she loves singing gospel music. But I like to look back on my life, and I like to just see how good God's been to us.
Amen. Yeah.
A lot of people likes to look back and see all the bad things.
Yeah.
Wow. I like to look back and I like to see all the good things.
Yeah,
Brother Bobby sitting right there is one of the good things about my first wife. He never did go to church. He wasn't a Christian. We was good friends. We was all good friends. Man, my wife, Bobby and Retta, we was good friends. When we all first got married, all got married about the first same time, you know, and none of us didn't have, we didn't have to put all of our money together. You couldn't have made it rattle in the bottom of your pocket. But we had a good time.
Amen.
We enjoyed ourselves. But you know, as time went on and all, Brother Bobby just never did go to church. He was over at the house one day. My wife, in tears, asked him, said, would you just go to church with me if you won't go with your family?
Nice.
And he came.
Yeah.
Amen. He came to church.
Hallelujah.
And you know, it wasn't, I don't know, 3 months? One morning coming daylight, Monday morning, I got a phone call. Brother Bobby, he said, I've been in the woods praying all night long. He said, and I got saved.
Glory to God.
Friends, I'm going to tell you something. There's power in our testimonies.
Yeah.
That's why I give that one tonight. There's power in it. It might be here to help somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know who you need to be inviting to church.
Right.
You don't know. You don't know. I believe my wife will get a reward for that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really mean to get off on that, but he says God will is a faithful God and he will not suffer us.
Right.
Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
He will not suffer us. Is that not love?
Amen.
Is that not love? You know, the Bible said in 2 Peter 2:9 that God knows how to deliver us out of temptation.
That's right.
I've been in situations, Brother Wade, I couldn't get myself out of.
Same here, brother.
And have turned to God. You know, I worked for hospice for 11 years, and I started with them, and they asked me to help them. I said, I can't do that. Oh, they said, come on and go through our training. Go through our training. He said, if you're, Brother Ryan, he said, if you're a true minister of God, he said, you go through our training, and he said, I'll guarantee you'll want to help us. He's right.
Amen.
You say, well, I couldn't go help people like that. You know what they called us? To go and tell them about Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Don't go dwell on them a dying. Every patient I had died over 11 years.
Yeah.
But you know what? They was probably 40, 41 that gave their testimony that they got saved before they died.
Cool.
Is that not worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that not worth it? Are we willing to just step out just a little bit? Are we kind of like the disciples was one night they was fishing? You know the Bible said they went fishing. They tired all night long. Labored all night long. Hadn't caught nothing. When Jesus come on the scene, all they had to do was just fish on the other side of the boat. They got more than they could drag in. We need to follow. Too many people wants to leave. We need to follow Jesus. But we need to lead the lost. Listen to me. We need to lead the lost. But we've got to follow Jesus before we can lead the lost. Listen to what the Bible said. He said he'll make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to talk about that for a little while tonight. You know people that's a burning in hell tonight is bearing it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe there are a lot of people who think they're going to go to hell and they're going to die and they're going to burn up.
Yeah.
No. They're going to be there the same length that I'm going to be in heaven and it ain't going to be no end.
Right.
That's what it says.
No end to it.
No end.
But he says he will make a way and we'll be able to bear it. You know, it's going to be hard on us to be able to bear all the blessings in heaven.
Amen.
Think about that. We're not going to know what it's like for your neighbor not to be aligned to you, are we?
Amen.
We're not going to be know what it's like to not be around a bunch of hypocrites.
Amen.
No, we ain't going to know that in heaven. It's going to take some adjusting, ain't it?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it'll be good, though, won't it?
Bless your heart.
It'll be good, won't it?
Yeah, it will.
But listen to what he said. I want to go on. We may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from false gods. It don't say false gods. It says idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
But he says flee from it.
Yeah.
Stay away from it. How many people today has false gods?
Yeah.
If you're not following the Lord, my friends, you're following false gods.
Yeah, man.
You can turn television on and follow anything you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Follow anything out there. But I'm going to tell you what, if you ain't careful, you'll follow them right straight into the pits of hell.
Amen.
John 3:16, I love that verse, don't you?
Yeah.
For God so loved the world.
Yeah.
That He gave why? Why did He give Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son?
Right.
Why did He give it? So we, all mankind, can be escapees of hell.
Right.
So we can be escapees of hell. You know, the Bible also tells us that we need to pray. Jesus tells us this, that we not be led into temptation.
Yeah, man.
If we're not careful, if we're not prayerful, we will allow the world to lead us into temptation.
You're right.
But the Bible said to pray that we not be led into temptation. Jesus prayed that. Now, you know, I want to go to the 10th chapter of John, and I want you, or not the 10th chapter, but I want to the 14th chapter, and I want to show you from God's Word how Jesus made a way that all mankind can go to heaven.
Amen.
You know, it's something as being an old-born sinner, that's the way we're born. We have to allow God to work with us.
Right.
The 14th chapter of John, and I turned to it, I didn't want to misquote it. It said, "Let not your heart be troubled."
Amen.
How many people is troubled hearts today? You can't go out in a group of people hardly nowhere and the name Jesus come up. The foreclosure will come up. Bankruptcy will come up. Somebody sleeping with their neighbor will come up. Somebody on drugs will come up. Somebody's an alcoholic will come up. But I'll tell you what, the Bible said for us not to trouble our hearts with that. Us don't trouble our time with that. Us don't take time for that. But what does He tell us to do? My friends, to turn our hearts, mind, and soul over to Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We need to get our minds off of these things. And when we get our minds off of all of this weakness, all of this sin, I'll tell you what, my friends, we'll have peace within our heart. And He said, "Let not that old heart be troubled." If your heart is troubled tonight, you're the blame. You're the blame tonight. You say, "Well, preacher, if I had a bank full of money, I wouldn't be troubled." You'd be just like the old rich man burned in hell tonight if you ain't careful. Lazarus, he didn't have nothing. He didn't even have good health. I'm thankful for my health tonight. He didn't have good health. He was so weak he couldn't even fight the dogs off from licking his sores. But you know what? He's comforted all out through eternity. And no rich man's tormented.
That's right.
No rich man's tormented. Jesus said in 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in me also."
Yeah.
You know there are people that try stuff they don't like, they don't even believe in God today.
That's right.
Have you ever heard, ever talked to anybody that's an atheist? Claiming to be an atheist.
Oh, yeah.
Had a patient in Bursell. Boy, he let me know just quick as I went in down there. He said, "There's no such thing as a God." He said, "There's no such thing as Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as preachers on this earth." And he said, "I don't want to hear a word of it from you." I said, "No, I ain't going to." I was trained how to handle them kind of people. And I thank God for it. It's helped me a lot in my ministry. They said, "You can't argue with them." But I always present Jesus to them. I didn't argue with him. I said, "I ain't going to preach to you. I've got a job to do. I've got to come down here and see you." And, you know, and he was kind of the comical type in that. And I kind of picked up on that. And I said, "I'm coming down here 3 times a week to see you, old ugly thing." He laughed. Sometimes you've got to use these things to reach people.
Said, "Became all things to all men. My son means save some."
You know what? He lived almost 5 months. He never did. Except Jesus never did accept that they was a God. One morning about 9:00, I got a call. The nurse was with him. She said, "Brother Wilson, you've got to get down here as quick as you can." Said, "He's wanting you to come down here." Said, "He's calling on the Lord trying to get saved."
Amen.
I got there too late. He'd done passed away. And I asked the nurse, I said, "Well, did he ever give a testimony or make any expressions or anything that he ever received Jesus?" And she said, "No, he died a calling upon the Lord." He waited too late. I'm afraid a lot of people are waiting too late to believe in God. We want to put things out of our mind. You know, you can go back into the Bible and you can study about how Eli the priest was. We had it out in our Sunday school lesson this morning. How Eli the priest was, and he really thought he was a big shot, and he really thought he was something high up because he was the priest and he was looking over the sins his own sons was doing.
True.
He was looking over them. Friends, we can't look over sin.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. You cannot look over sin. If it's wrong with God, it's wrong. It don't matter who it is. It's wrong. It's wrong. But I want you to see what the Bible said here. He said, "In my Father's house." Can you imagine that? How beautiful the heaven's going to be. That's God's house He's talking about. God's house He's talking about. Are many mansions. I don't even know what it's like to live in a mansion. I thank God that I don't have a big mansion. I thank God tonight that I don't have millions of dollars. You know, there are people who spend their last penny and do without eating to buy a lottery ticket. They might be some of you insured tonight buying them. If you are, you need to pick your Bible up and read how foolish it is.
Yeah.
If you put your faith in a lottery ticket, you're saying, I don't need your help, God.
Yeah.
And if you buy a lottery ticket and ask God to win it for you, you're just liable to win it. You'll be in trouble then.
Oh, yeah.
Be in big trouble then. I like what the Bible said. God's got, in God's house there are many mansions. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, if it was not so, I'd have told you.
Yeah.
You believe what God said? You believe what the Word said? There are people today don't even believe what this Bible says right here. You believe that? They carries one church every Sunday and don't believe what this says.
It's true.
You know what they try to do? We have people today to try and change this Word. They're trying to change this Word. They ain't going to change it. My Bible said that God was the same today as He was yesterday. He's going to be the same tomorrow. And my friends, He's going to be the same God the day that we stand before Him in judgment.
Heaven.
That's who He's going to be. He ain't going to change.
Heaven.
He said, it wasn't so I told you. Now listen, listen to what He said. I go to prepare a place for you.
Glory.
I go and prepare a place for you. You know, for over 10 years in my life, I helped a carpenter build houses. Well, probably one of the best carpenters in Russell County. We built a lot of pretty houses. We never built nothing compared to what God's
planned.
We never built nothing. You drive by the road and you see these pretty houses and these pretty landscape and all of this and think, boy, ain't that awful pretty. Friends, that ain't nothing compared to what that mansion's going to be in heaven.
Amen.
That place God prepared. Listen, listen to what He said. He said, and if I go and I prepare a place for you, listen to this promise God made.
Amen.
Ain't it a wonderful promise that He's going to come back and get His own one of these days?
Oh, yes.
But you know the ones it's not His and He's going to leave you behind.
Amen.
Our loved ones.
Yeah.
Our siblings. Our children.
Yeah.
Our parents.
Yeah.
Our neighbors.
Right.
They're not ready. He's going to leave them behind. He's a merciful God. But friends, that mercy is going to end one of these days.
Good preaching, brother.
When that old eastern sky splits open, my friends, the mercy of lost people is over with.
Yeah.
Their hope is over with.
Heaven. That's right.
Think about that. Ain't that a dangerous thing if anybody's here tonight and you're lost? It's a dangerous thing.
Right.
Don't be proud. The Bible said pride goes before destruction.
Yeah.
Don't be proud. I've had people after church go, boy, I wish I'd went to the altar tonight and got saved. You can't get saved when you want to.
Right.
That convicting spirit's not a drawing you to a place of repentance, my friends. You're wasting your breath trying to get saved. Wasting your time. But He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. And whither I go, listen to what He said, you know, and the way you know.
Amen.
You know everybody that's been born again knows the way, don't they?
Oh yeah.
They know the way. They're one way. I don't care if you're Methodist. I don't care if you're Baptist, Catholic, one church of God. I don't care what kind of name you've got over the church door. There are one way to heaven. And that's through and by Jesus Christ, by grace, through faith, through saved, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
That's the only way of salvation. And the Bible plainly says here, and you know the way. Now listen to how people doubt. We have a lot of doubters today, don't we? Doubters hurt churches. Doubters hurt homes. Doubters has ruined our nation.
Heaven.
We don't have no true Christians in our White House anymore.
That's true.
We have doubters. We have wannabe Christians, I call them.
Amen. Yeah.
That's good preaching.
Wannabe Christians.
Amen.
They want to act like Christians. But friends, you could act like a Christian all you want to and go to hell.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
There's more to it than acting.
Yes.
It's being born again.
Right.
Having Jesus within. And old Thomas, he is there just as probably as concerned and as earnest as he could be. And old Thomas, he said unto the Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And he said, how can we know the way?
Yeah.
I believe tonight that Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for me to call upon Him.
Yeah.
As His child.
I
believe He's sitting there on the right hand of the Father waiting for anybody that is lost to call upon Him tonight.
Amen.
That's the way. But do you know what Jesus said unto him? A very simple thing. I am. He didn't say go over here to some building. He didn't say go to a counselor. But He says, I am. I am. Jesus Christ. I am the way.
Heaven.
Not only is He the way, He said, I'm the truth.
Right.
I'm the truth. And boy, I love this last one. And thee, that word thee's in there. And thee lie. How many people likes to live today? How many people likes to live today? What is living to you today? We have dope heads. If they can get high, they think they're living. We have alcoholics. If they can get drunk, they think they're living. We have whoremongers. If they think they can get a pile of money, they think they're living. But my friends, I'm a living tonight because my Savior is living tonight. That's the life that He's talking about. And He wants us to have that in this life. Not only in this life, but in the life to come. And the Bible said that hell is eternal death, never dying. The place where the worm dieth not. Do you want life tonight, or do you want death?
Amen.
Choose. Choose what you want tonight. It's your choice. God's choice is, or God's will is, that all come to repentance.
That's right.
It's not His will that any go to hell. But the angel... Oh, Lucifer, I'm having trouble saying that tonight.
Boy.
He got cast out of heaven with no hope of ever going back.
Amen.
And why God had to build a place that's called hell was because of him and his followers.
Amen.
So tonight, you're either following God or you're following the world. You're following the devil. You're following Satan. Jesus says, I am the way and the life, and no man cometh to the Father. And I love what that it says there, but by me. You've got to come by Jesus if you're going to come to the Father tonight. You know, the Bible plainly tells us that the truth of the matter is that there are a lot of people that's going to be on the road that they think that they're on the road to heaven. Bible says to search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.
There, let it testify me.
Friends, I'll tell you what, I preach a no-soul salvation. If you don't know that you're a child of God, there's something wrong. It's something to know that you're a child of God. I've seen people laying on their deathbed. We'll go up to them the first time or two and talk to them. And yeah, I'm a member of this church. Or I'm a member of that church. Or yeah, I went to church all my life. And I've seen the nurse come in and check them over and say, well, you've got maybe 2 or 3 days to live. Start changing their tune.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to go or not. My Bible says that we don't know what tomorrow holds for none of us.
Holds not of tomorrow.
We don't need to boast about what we're going to do tomorrow. I've got plans for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've got plans for tomorrow. But I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to be able to fulfill them plans, because if I did, I'd be boasted about it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, if it's God's will, I'm going to do what I've got planned tomorrow. If it's His will, we'll do this or that.
Amen.
But we don't know what tomorrow holds for none of us. You know, we all could be in eternity tomorrow.
Glory.
Have you ever been in a place that you've prayed for the Lord to come back?
Oh, yeah.
I was laying in a hospital bed right down here at Russell County Hospital, and the doctor said, you'll never walk again. Well, they didn't know my God.
Amen.
Do you know what? I laid there 4 or 5 days, and I kind of got doubting. Got to listen to them. I got to listen to the wrong sources. And I'd lay there and that old son would come up over in that old wee of the morning. And I got to the point I was praying, Lord, just come on back.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go home. If I ain't going to be able to get up and walk, I want to go home.
Yeah.
Do you know what my problem was? I know that all along. God had called me into the ministry and I was running from it and I had a terrible bad accident. And I was wanting to just go on home. I didn't want to have to deal with it. I didn't want to have to preach. But I thank God, when I finally surrendered, I thank God for all the blessings that He has sent my way.
Yeah.
And the greatest blessing in all the little weak sermons I've tried to preach is when I hear one old lost soul say, Jesus Christ has saved my soul.
Hallelujah.
What rejoicing that is. And you know, not only can we rejoice over it, but my Bible said that the angels in heaven or rejoice over one sinner that repented. One sinner that repented. Now, you know, we have people that has trouble getting saved. And you know, my truly believe why people has the biggest problem of getting saved is them recognizing they're a sinner.
That's right.
Recognizing they're lost. They know something is wrong. But they don't want to admit they're lost, because I've had people say, well, preacher, if I admitted that I was lost, I was going to go, I'd go to hell. I said, you're going to go anyway if you're not a child of God.
Amen.
Admit it. Admit that you're a lost individual, doomed for a devil's hell, and you want something better. You want better life. You want it more abundantly, and you want a home in heaven. Admit that, and I'll tell you what, my friends, from a true heart, you call upon the Lord, and He'll come into that old heart and forgive you and save you of your sinful condition. But people won't do that. And why will they not do it? I think too many people is listening to the world.
Yeah.
Instead of listening to this word right here.
Amen.
They're listening to what they can hear on television. And I'm going to tell you something. You can watch the television preachers, and I ain't a doubting none of them. Doubt none of them. They might be God-called preachers, but I'll tell you what, friends, they're representing, a lot of them is representing my God in a bad way. When you listen to them and they get through and they say, well, now here's an address. You send me so much money and everything will be all right. My Bible says that the gift of salvation is a gift of God.
That's right.
It's a gift of God. If you have to pay money to get that gift, my friends, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah, man.
You ain't got nothing.
That's right.
If they take the money out of all the churches, mm-hmm. in the state of Kentucky, 1 year, friends, I believe we'd see some of the greatest revival that's ever been in this country.
Amen.
We'd see some of the greatest revivals.
Amen.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I say that in a lot of churches, and they'd show me the door. Mm-hmm. And why is it? Why is it that way? When we go putting money before we do God,
amen.
We're leading people right straight down into the pits of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And these little kids will see that.
Yeah.
And they'll grow up and they'll believe that. Amen. You say, well, preacher, don't you believe in giving offering? I believe in giving everything you can to the Lord.
Amen.
The greatest thing that you can give to Him is your soul.
Amen.
It's your soul. Amen. And then when your soul is saved and you're doing what God wants you to do, you got a little extra change. You don't care to give it to the Lord, do you?
Amen.
You don't care to give it to Him. Well, you might have $100 in your pocket and just pull that old $100 out and throw it in the offering plate. You know, you don't care for that if you're a true child of God.
Amen.
But you go putting that money in front of God.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to go to hell. Because the love of it is the root of all evil.
Amen. Amen.
But I'll tell you what, friends. Listen to what God says and not to what some man says.
Amen. Amen.
Take your Bibles. It's a good thing. I love to see people bring their Bibles to church.
Amen.
I don't want to mislead nobody. You know, I'm going to give an account. Brother Wade, we're going to give an account for every time we stand behind this pulpit and try to preach God's Word. We're going to give an account. If we mislead somebody when we stand before God in judgment, we're going to pay for it. I believe we'll pay for it while we're here up on this earth.
Yeah.
God didn't call me into the ministry to deceive people.
Right.
But why did He call me into the ministry? That I might be able to preach His gospel to a lost and dying world. And Jesus said, I didn't come into this world to condemn that world, but I come into this world that world, this world might be saved.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How are those people condemned? Friends, we're condemned by our own sins.
Yeah.
And Jesus wants to forgive us of them sins. And He will. That's a good part about it.
Yeah.
But we've got to come His way. The way God made. May God bless you. If the pastor wants to have an altar call, I'll give him that opportunity. But I appreciate the opportunity to be in here. And you all know how weak that I am. And as I leave here tonight, don't forget me in your prayer.
Bless you, Brother Devin. Amen. Appreciate the preaching. Amen. Word of God. Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, I'll receive reward. But he said, woe unto me if I preach not. You consider yourself wise. I believe only a fool would turn heaven down. Only a fool would die in their sins. Only a fool would stand before God unprepared. Are you going to leave here tonight a fool? Or are you going to be wise tonight and consider God loves you? He loved you enough to die for you. He loved you enough to build a place called heaven for you. He loved you enough to wait on you. And even right now, He's waiting on you. I'd like to ask everybody to stand tonight. Think about what you heard tonight. Now we've got a habit anymore of, I don't know, kind of like food. We just taste words and we don't like them. We don't receive them. But just think about what you've heard tonight, the preaching of the Word of God. Now God's greater in your heart. The Bible said He knows all things. It says if our heart condemns us not, we have confidence towards God. If you got something upon your heart tonight and it's from God,
Right now it's time to take care of that. He said, you ain't got no promise of tomorrow. Other than the fact if you're saved, you got the promise of eternity. But even with that, you might not be here tomorrow. Maybe there's something you need to do now. Maybe you need to go shake somebody's hand and say, hey, I love you. Maybe you need to go tell somebody, hey, I want you to forgive me. Come soon. God bless you, honey. I guess some of the women, please come up here and pray with her.
My feet's been swelling for about 2 weeks, and it's because I broke that one foot. And then I've got something in my life that I shouldn't be doing.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Sue. She's honest.
Amen.
She won't mind me saying this tonight. The first time I met Sue, she came up here to this church on a Sunday night. She said, I just got out of prison. She said, I want to do right. Can I go to church here? And I've never been more proud of anyone in all my life.
Amen.
That pop button's off my shirt, boy. Jesus, boy, he was doing his ministry. And Peter said, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. The Lord said, I found an honest man. I can use him.
Yeah.
Appreciate her honesty. I'd like to ask some of godly women to come up here and pray with this lady. Sue, tonight I'm still conducting an invitation. I'd sit down there and pray with her myself. But I pray with her. Her foot's swelling, and she's got some things she wants to take care of. Appreciate Sister Molly. Listen, think about tonight. The Spirit of the Lord's here. I seen that when I seen Sue step out. Maybe you're thinking about stepping out. Maybe the devil's nailing your feet to the floor like he did mine 25 years ago. I was in a church lost, heard the gospel for the first time, and I got under old-time conviction and travail, got up on me like a woman and with child. I'll tell you right now, the devil nailed my feet to the floor and I couldn't move neither one of them. I never wanted so much to come forward and couldn't even move my feet. Maybe you're like that tonight. Raise your hand, get somebody to come over and help you. Listen, I promise you this, the Lord can help you. The Lord can save you. He's able to save the uttermost from the guttermost. There ain't no problem at all on his end. Brother Devin tonight said, simple, look and live. If you looked, you lived. If you didn't, you died. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. To all those that look to him for salvation shall he appear the second time. I'll tell you right now, you don't have to look no further than Jesus to be satisfied. The biggest problem in this world, people ain't satisfied. They try this, they try that, they get in trouble, they get mixed up. He's satisfied. You look no further, you'll get to Jesus. I don't know who all tonight. I just know one thing. The Lord's been here tonight. If you need to come, make your way. I appreciate Sue. That's what you're supposed to do. She done what she's supposed to do. Step out. Come on. Don't wait for the preacher to beg you and plead with you.
Poor Heather, all of a sudden, she want to be anointed there in this.
You want to anoint you with oil there?
Yeah.
Sue, we'll do that here in just a minute. I'll do that right after the invitation, Brother Melvin. We'll get a hymn. Go ahead and sing an invitation hymn. Just wait just a second there if you need to sit down. You can sit down there, Sue. Listen. This may be the last night. I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just trying to warn you. This may be the last invitation. One day it is going to be. The man he mentioned down in Burchell, he didn't really think about eternity until it's too late. You're against the fault of eternity tonight. Tomorrow may be too late. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? Tomorrow may be too late. Okay. God's an on-time God. He's more than able to help. The Bible said, I look to the hills which cover my help cometh from the Lord. Psalm 122 verse 1. Psalm 46 verse 1. God's our refuge and strength. Very present help, time of trouble. I'm telling you, buddy, you don't have to look no further than Him. That woman said, if I just get to Jesus, if I just touch the hem of His garment, I know I'll be made whole. And when she made her way through, when she touched the hem of His garment, buddy, I want you to know she felt she was healed, and she was, and she couldn't be healed, because He's out of way, baby. He'll make a difference. God knows you come tonight. Why don't you make your way out? What up tonight? May not be no tomorrow night. You go in the doom tonight, Brother Eddie, and I was just trying to be honest. And I'm looking at the events of this world. I'm looking at sinkholes, crushed, tornadoes, fires. I think it's about time to get ready to meet the Lord. I believe the Lord been riding on the wall about America and say, you better get ready. I'm about having enough of your sins. What about it tonight? You get saved in the Baptist church. You get saved anywhere. I get saved at home. You need to be saved tonight. Make your way. Come on. Come on. Oh, eternity's a long time, regret not coming. Eternity's a long time. the suffering, the down, the doom, where the devil's going to be. I'm going where Jesus is. I'm going that new and living way. Path of the justice, the shining light, shadow born, born to the perfect day. I'm walking that good way. I used to walk that crooked path, that sin, cursed way. Praise God, I'm on a better path now. Listen, can't be numbered. A multitude, man, priceless. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Sister Sue, she wants to be anointed with oil. We want to not only obey her request, but want to also quote some scripture. John chapter 5 says, "Is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil. Call upon the name of the Lord. If they commit any sin, they'll be forgiven of them. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Thank God we got a word of God. It's not hearsay. It's what thus saith the word of God. God said, "Come, call upon the name of the Lord. Confess your sin. This ain't nothing, it's just oil. I'm nothing, I'm just dust. But that is something. One thing." I taught Sunday school one time, 10-year-old children. And I said, "There's one thing God can't do." I said, "What is it?" He said, "We don't know, Brother Eddie." I said, "He can't lie." I like that. He can't lie. That means you can believe. You don't have to be slow to believe. You don't have to doubt. You can immediately take God at His word. Come here, Sue. We want to, and all those of you that know the worth of prayer, would y'all please pray with us tonight on behalf of Sue? Her feet are swelling. She's got something.
I've been doing something I shouldn't be doing, and my son does it too.
Yeah.
And I want y'all to pray that we'll give it up.
Bless your heart. The Bible said God desires truth in him with
love.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I appreciate her honesty. It's the most honest woman I've ever met. She come in here just as honest as she could be.
That's right.
That's the way to come to God. Be honest.
Yeah.
Father, I love Sue tonight. Lord, I know her with all tonight according
Lord,
to the Word of God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the example the brother preached tonight about examples that have been said in days gone by. Lord, here tonight we see examples, dear Father, tonight of how we're supposed to do. Lord, Sue, Lord, she's followed to the letter of the Word of God. She's come forward and said, "I'm doing some things I don't need to do. And I want to be set free." Lord, your Word says that you're able to set free. You said captives free, and if you do set them free, they're free indeed. You're able to set them free. I pray you'll cut that umbilical cord. And I pray you'll set her free, her son Joy free. And I pray it'll be your praise and glory.
Yes.
Lord, about Sister Sue's feet, Lord, I just pray, dear Lord, you're the Lord God that healeth us. Lord, I pray you'll visit her with healing in your wings. I pray, dear Father, from heaven right now, from the throne of grace, you'll speak the word concerning her situation. And Lord, I pray she'll know what that woman did that she's been took care of. Lord, I pray for her. I thank you for her. I thank the church for just like the Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the night she came here. I thank you for her for every night she shows up, every time she's here. Bless her. Make her a blessing. Make her a jewel of your crown. I'll do the best I can to thank you and ask you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Sue. Sister Sue, I'll tell you right now, what you see tonight is where it's supposed to be. That ain't TV, it's real right there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, there would be a testimony tonight. Maybe somebody got a word on your heart. I appreciate the preaching tonight. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. I like it on that fashion. Amen. Anybody got a word in your heart tonight?
Brother Andy, I enjoyed the guy's preaching.
Amen, Brother Billy.
I bust my heart, you know, he had a word of
the mind. Amen. That's good, brother.
I love God and I praise Him for everything He's good done, brother.
Bless you, Brother Bailey. One of the blessings about pastoring a small church, you remember everybody's name. I get down to pray, I call everybody's name after God. Pray for them individually.
I like to praise God for setting me free.
Bless you,
sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I
thank you so much. I love this church.
Amen.
And I'm fixing to move in about 30 days. So y'all pray that I can find a place close to
them. Let me know where you're going. I'll make sure I'll tell you where a place is. My pastoral wood and good places are. You can go anywhere, but I like to go where it's good. Amen. Whether to serve up steak and taters from the pulpit. Man, I don't like starving. I like getting the buffet line and get all you want. Amen. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Psalm 34, verse 8. I got in the buffet line. I've been feasting with the Lord ever since.
Amen. I believe Sue got a little victory before we ever even had prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Who else got a word in your heart tonight?
I love the Lord tonight, and I thank Him for the word. I thank God that He's still got man on standby.
Yeah. Amen.
But, you know, we must read the word to know what they're telling us.
Amen. That's true.
You just can't put the Bible down and just, well, so-and-so said. It can't be so-and-so. It's got to be what God said.
Amen.
Well, I love Him tonight, and I thank Him for the blood, but... You know, this little world is awful right now, but don't listen to the world. Listen to God. He'll guide you the right way.
Yeah, He will.
Because there's so many out there who make you turn your head the wrong way.
Bless
and
you,
it don't take much. If you listen enough, you'll fall. You'll go in the ditch with them.
Amen.
But lean on God. God's the answer to all things. I don't care if it's small, big, or whatever.
That's
He's
right.
He's the answer. I love Him tonight.
Amen. Acts 17. Said the grace is more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word of God with readiness of mind. They checked the scriptures daily whether those things were so or not. I appreciate that testimony. It's always good, like you said, to have a Bible. Check it out. Amen. Sometimes I stumble when I'm reading the word of God, and I tell you what, I'm glad I got a Bible back me up. When I stumble, I just say, let me back up here. I'm messed up here. Go ahead there, Brother Anthony.
I want to thank you for the good preaching. And
Amen.
What Sue did tonight, we need to leave here tonight and not wonder what she said was going on. We need to be a church. Another church needs to be one that don't judge. I believe we could fill these churches up if we quit judging.
Yeah.
What happened tonight is what needs to happen in these churches.
We've got another of the judges. It's the word Jesus said that I speak, judges. And that word, it is so anointed of God. You can't walk in darkness and get in the presence of this word, because this word, the edge of that word gives light. One of the condemnations of the world is men love darkness rather than light because of deeds are evil. But one thing about this word, it's a discerner. Man, it's a discoverer. And I tell you what, he put his finger on me one day, and I got on a different path. Hallelujah. But God bless you, Brother Anthony. And that is true. Amen. You know, church is a rescue mission. The doors ought to be open to lost, to the lame, to the sick, to the palsy. And they ought to come in here and find. They don't have to go no further than Jesus. Amen.
You know, instead of judging. Sit back in your own shoes. Right.
Consider one another. Yeah. Lest you also be tempted. Anybody else got a word or not? I hate to even leave a service like this. Man, it's been good to be here. Hallelujah. Everything of God is good.
I enjoyed a good message.
Amen, Brother Melvin.
Good to be here and feel the Lord's presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot more on my second birthday than the first.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, the first one kind of caught me by surprise. I was awake when that second one hit. Hallelujah.
I can listen to him all night.
Amen. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Yeah, good to have you, Brother Bill. Amen. We're done tonight?
I'll thank the Lord for the message, Brother Eddie.
Amen, Sister Carolyn. Amen. Appreciate them young girls singing tonight. Skylin, Katie, y'all done a good job singing. Y'all keep that up.
Let's remember them youngsters, all the youngsters, before they
leave prayer. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, we've usually got about two pews of young people here tonight. They've been AWOL here tonight. I'm going to have to get on them. Amen. Jessica, bless her heart. She's setting a fine example for our young people. She don't never, hardly ever miss. I really love her. Appreciate her in the Lord. All right, if we're done tonight, let's all stand. And I'll ask Brother Devin, if he would, please go back to the door back there. He might want to shake his hand on the way out. Tell him you appreciate him, be praying for him. I'm me like him. I know what it's like to be a preacher. The devil gives you, Jesus said, whomever much given, much required. The devil gives you seem like a harder way to go than it does anybody else. But I'll ask him to go back at the door. You shake his hand on the way out. Tell him you love him. Appreciate him. Be praying for him. And Brother Anthony, you dismiss us with a prayer tonight, brother.
Thank you for this service.